There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After on KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, The Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
707 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Munganess, St. Louis, Acura, Alton, Toyota. 7 o'clock hour from the Michelob Ultra Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, Kenneth Iggy Strode, the Plowhawk in Action Jackson with you. Come on in, friends. The water is warm. Get involved on the show. We are back from Jamaica, and we want to talk about all of the bodily fluids we exchanged with each other and are now ready to exchange with you. 636-9004-TMA, Steve Schmidt, Kia North County phone lines. Text in Engineer Design Facilities, text inbox 314-881-TMA5, and of course, email in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day, and just come on into the YouTube chat where bad boys are right now and see how tan we look.
Tan and bronzed.
That's what I would describe us as. So much to get to here. We have the Milagro Tequila January Listener of the Month to announce. We have discussions on whether or not the over or the under hit. And Doug, I know you have a take on the Pelicans.
Yeah, they need to win tonight. Play first place VCU.
Yeah, VCU's.
That's what pretty much had my attention the entire time we were in Jamaica, is I had my eye on this game here tonight with the Bills. So I may not be much good to you because of that. And when you said we exchanged bodily fluids, I missed that. I did not see any of that.
Wow.
I did not notice any of that.
Detector in.
Maybe I'm just living in the clouds, got my head in the clouds. I don't know, but I didn't see a lot of that.
Oh, I did.
Well, you were sleeping when we gave it to you.
I beg your pardon, sir.
I think he satisfyingly now sips from his coffee as he just registered a point. Doug, we had our papal conclave following Tuesday's show in Jamaica.
That I remember, yeah.
And Jackson immediately said he had somebody he wanted to vote for. Jackson, before we reveal who won, why did you present this person in the papal conclave as your winner?
This person's had a big month. I think they're very deserving of the Listener of the Month, the first one. I think they've had a big enough month, bigger than the other members of the field. I think it was time to give them their flowers.
Their flowers?
I like that.
We already have a winner?
Well, we voted on it.
This is for January.
When?
Right after the
show on Tuesday.
Guess I missed that.
Did
you get up and stroll away to smoke?
No, he was there. I recall it.
Okay. I forgot who I voted for.
Well, we did vote. Plowsy was supposed to light a blunt, signifying with the smoke that
three of you voted for a person that I didn't need to vote.
Perhaps that's what wound up happening. But Jackson brought this person to the dais, made a passionate case for him, and upon further review, I agreed with Jackson. I know the Plowhawk agreed with Jackson. Doug, I don't recall.
I did. I believe you.
Okay. And Iggy abstained. So with four votes, and one abs.
Oh, I know who won. Yeah. No, that's why I didn't vote.
Oh, no, don't get upset.
Didn't agree with it, but...
You upset now?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month for the very first Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month, January 2023, Beer Cats has won the Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month. Mm. And what a moment for him. The momentum he has with Hot Wife Autumn.
You think that put him over the top, the hot wifing?
Jackson, is that the main reason why you presented him to the Papal Conclave?
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing he did was fake.
Well, he says this is happening.
Ken is such a butthurt little queen that is from the Ilsida.
What's great is, I don't know if Beer Cats necessarily should have won, but when we are going through the names, you know, it's hard to think about who had the body of work in terms of, you know, multiple interactions with the show.
Right.
And then retired Air Marshal came up and everybody goes, nope. And no. I think that sealed it for Beer Cats.
Well, he got suspended three times. Beer Cats called in, he wrote in, he texted in, he hot-wifed. How much good a month can you have?
I thought Caller Drew deserved at least a nomination.
Caller Drew was mentioned. Retired Air Marshal was mentioned, and it wasn't more than a second of conversation.
Iggy, who would you have voted for had you voted?
Probably nobody.
Oh, well, see, that doesn't accomplish anything then.
I didn't get to see the submissions.
I have them up.
Did Beer Cats even submit something?
Absolutely.
All right. What about that guy that called in and started telling a sex story and I left?
Buzz?
He was so long.
He has to be more specific.
Yeah. That wouldn't have been worthy of calling.
Well, he filibustered for like 10 minutes before he got to the story.
That was Caller Drew.
Okay. Yeah,
we can't give him an award for that.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been voted on. Anyway, congratulations to Beer Cats.
Oh, whoa. Look at that.
I wonder if he could put another month together like that.
Nobody's ever won 12 months in a row.
That's true.
Or even two, because we've never done this before.
Just keep rehashing the fake story and add to it, and you never know.
We don't think it's a fake story. We think this hot wife, Autumn, is the real deal.
Well, that's why
real
you voted
McCoy.
For him. That's why you voted for him. Because you believe it.
Well, because he called in, he texted in, he did a little of everything. He was very engaged.
Guys, I like how Ken dressed up as a ketchup bottle in tribute to a Beer Cats win. Thanks. That's from Manute Bowl eligible.
Wow, Manute coming in early.
He is. A lot of people are. They were ready. After 2 days of no live shows, the people were ready.
Well, I don't want to make this guy look like a dick, but it's heart disease awareness day, so I'm wearing red.
Oh, there you go.
That what
Manute Bowl eligible now has been shamed.
Oh, I didn't play the draft off of us.
No, I got an email. Everybody got an email asking to wear red today, so I did.
I didn't see that. I didn't see it, but I did bring in a red Yeti. Does that count?
That counts.
Okay. Whew, I'm off the hook.
Yeah, you get back from Jamaica, I don't think the first thing you're going to do is check emails. Yeah. I just happened to go into my email and I saw it. But...
Did anybody get the email from Joey?
Oh, I watched it.
Oh, the golf video.
I have not watched it.
That's
yet.
More breaking news.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah, I didn't.
Doug, like I said, there's so much here. We were debating in the pre-show meeting, what do we lead with?
I thought we were debating whether to take yet another day off.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not many shows that do a show in Jamaica, and then the same week you come back and do one in the studio.
Is that right? How many shows do shows in Jamaica?
Well, when they do, it's usually a week. But to think about
back,
it, I'm just saying that we did a show Monday and Tuesday, and we're back doing a show on Friday. It's just kind of weird in the studio.
We're slaves to this profession.
Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't a shot.
We're show people. We're traveling gypsies.
It's just 2 days ago, we were doing a show there, and we come back and do a Friday show here. And it's zero.
It seems like a lot of work to me to have to come in for 3 hours.
Well, 84-degree difference between today and when we were there.
Okay.
It's great to see you wearing red for heart disease awareness. Are you aware that smoking is the leading cause of heart disease? That's from Jenny Terry.
He's crestfallen.
That actually was a full crest right there. That...
I mean, Doug, just an absolute roundhouse right. Stunned the combatant.
Just
deep sigh.
I didn't say it was
drop
a
the
picture
head.
Of health. I just... I'm making other people aware of it.
Okay.
My God.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Let him have it. Let him have it.
Go back to Jamaica. I just want to go back to Jamaica.
You'd shows. Like to live out your days there?
Do show, yeah. I'll do a show for Sandals.
I could live out my days at that resort. Just get a nice room there and kind of graze restaurant to restaurant. Pool to pool.
I'd eat sushi every day of the week.
Oh, soy boy.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Plowhawk and I are soy boys.
I just can't get enough of that stuff.
Well, Doug, if you're interested in moving to Jamaica and living at Sandals, Ocho Rios, then you probably should call Mark Hannon, see if that lines up with the financial plan, 314-889-0503. He's online at evergreenstl.com. That's Mark Hanna of Evergreen Wealth Strategies. I texted Mark Hanna. I don't know if I should share. Doug, should I share this?
Well, he's a life Sherpa. I think any advice he medies out or he gives out is something that the audience needs to hear.
I haven't reviewed it for the... okay, so I bounced something off of him as to whether or not we will go to, as in me and my family, because the picnic table rests in peace now for spring training, whether we'll go to Jupiter. And I'm going back and forth on whether or not to do it. Plus, even if I want to, we got to make sure that the YouTube situation is set up so that I can be on YouTube if we're down there, so on and so forth. Neither here nor there. And I asked him, why? Because you call him the great communicator.
I don't. I called Ronald Reagan the great communicator.
And I thought, you know what? If anybody's going to be able to give me an honest answer, it's going to be Mark Hanna. And he said, investing might be a quote-unquote smarter play, but only for the scoreboard and not for your happiness. Would that amount of money compounded at whatever in however many years make you that much happier? I would argue that you'll be totally set down the line either way. So therefore, if you make this investment today into your happiness and sanity and in your family and what is important to you, you're using what you've earned responsibly. You are adding to your relationship with your wife, you're able to cherish time with your in-laws, and you will be teaching your children an important lesson about harmonizing their lives in the right way. This is what...
Somebody's a life Sherpa.
Wow.
I mean... So was that? Well, I guess that'll wrap it up.
Yeah. So that means you're going to?
I got to get I'm communicating with Marshall, who is the head engineer here, about the YouTube thing. Now there are Hubbard stations down in West Palm Beach.
Oh.
Yeah. How about that?
You could just drop in there.
I'd be happy to. It's a 15-minute drive probably from where we would stay.
They have four mics. Is it a big studio?
You think we could all just head on down?
Don't We'd all tempt. Stay with you.
Don't, oh, we're all not going?
Don't tempt
me. No, this would be for me and my family, like I've done since 2018.
Oh, okay.
Maybe can Iggy
missed
go
out
with
on
you?
That, too.
You imagine?
That? Maybe you missed out on that, too, just like the vote.
I did miss out on that. I didn't hear that. Huh. No big deal. I just didn't hear that.
Okay. I want to make sure I run everything by you first.
Oh, you have to run it by. I thought we were all going to... No. We were talking about spring training. I thought we were going.
You can go with them.
No, the picnic table is gone. May it rest in peace.
I thought we maybe do it from the press box.
Let's do it from Miami. Let's do Marlins.
Yeah, they'd let us go anywhere. We could do it from the field there.
I think that'd be kind of fun.
Cover Marlins.
The Marlins would be happy to have anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals used the COVID and said that'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
And I had a feeling when that came along. I'm surprised they're letting people back into the clubhouse, but I guess that started up last year, didn't it? Did it start last year?
Yeah.
But, I think they even stopped when you go into press box. You don't have to show like vaccination cards or wear a mask or anything anymore. It's all back to normal.
What went through your mind when you were told that the contract was done?
What's that?
See, you're gonna miss out on that.
Well, this guy was getting dressed at the time.
So Mark Hanna is that kind of communicator. 314-889-0503. So Doug, if you text him and say, "Hey, I'd like to move to Sandals Ochi," see what kind of response you get.
Okay,
you got the money. You took like 9 vacations last year,
and
so obviously you got the money.
Yeah. Well, I spent money to go on vacation, so I don't have the money anymore.
You got that Vaughn money.
The Vaughn name. Yeah. It's like the Rockefeller.
Very similar. Rockefeller and the Vanderbilts. Carnegie's,
Orthwines.
Bush, Very, very similar. I think Hansy would have a good laugh if I said, "Hey, you think I can move full-time to Jupiter?" Dream on, soy boy.
He'd call you soy boy.
He might.
So you mentioned the big news. Joey sent us a rough cut.
That is correct.
I thought it was pretty good.
The rough cut of the golf video is 30 minutes. And he is, I guess, finishing it today, like finishing it.
Yeah, I think adding some graphics and things like that. But I thought it was well done. Now people will complain it's too long. If we had put it 5 minutes, people say it's too short. So there will be complaints, but I thought it was well done. Huh. A lot of great Tim shots, a lot of great putts, a lot of great Doug shots.
There weren't many great Doug shots.
Dude, that
one. Oh, number nine. Let's pull up number nine right now. About 167 yards out, I think. Hawk was coming in just off to the left, and it looked like you hit a hybrid or five wood, perhaps.
Hybrid, I'm sure.
And nearly eagled it from 167.
Well, even a blind squirrel finds an acorn.
And Chris Nagel had to concede the putt. So I gather that this video will be up within the next week because the rough cut is complete. Yeah, Joey sent it over last night for us to review.
The only thing that wasn't in there that I asked him to put in there.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Was a plowsy shot where you just nonchalantly hit it and you thought it looked good and came back. Ah, nice shot, douche. He just walked back to his cart.
Oh.
Who said that?
Plowsy.
Yeah, I do a lot of self-commentary while golfing.
What is this sugar bomb you're about to put in your
Dude, I tell you what, I brought this lunchbox. I already pounded a mini muffin and a little crumb cake, but I don't know why. I just woke up. I was really hungry, so I just overloaded the lunch pail.
Looks like you have a special treat there on deck.
It's a little baker's treat, little apple streusel.
Streusel.
What do you think, Doug? We're back in the States.
Yeah, the States.
3 days ago, we're sitting there doing the show eating pineapple and papaya.
That's the thing. Like, the coffee was amazing. I really do miss the mornings there more than anything. Nice and peaceful.
It's always a question when you're out of the country and somebody says, where are you from? Do you say Missouri, St. Louis, the United States, the States? America? What do you say?
St. Louis, Missouri. If they look at me and think I'm anywhere other than the United States, you know, I'm just the regular Joe Schmo. So I usually say St. Louis, Missouri. And,
do you?
And 99% of the time that people...
They'll know where that is.
Yeah,
it depends who asks. If it's an American, you'd say St. Louis. If it's somebody from a foreign country, you would say United States. It's like if somebody from a foreign country asks somebody from Montreal where they're from, they'll say Canada. They won't say Montreal. They'll say, we're from Canada.
But we have to get more specific.
No, just...
It's too broad.
If they're from America, I say St. Louis, America.
You say the U.S. or just the States? I don't know.
If it's from Senegal, I say United States.
How often are you in Senegal?
Well, just somebody from a foreign country, I would say United States. If it's an American, like a lot of the radio stations there, where are you guys from? I say St. Louis. I don't say America.
Well, yeah, if you know the other person's from here, you would say that.
I feel like we blew a lot of the radio stations away with... how long we talked. Because, you know, most are music or, you know, entertainment to where, you know, they break every 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And it seemingly we went, you know, hour full. And I think they were very impressed with that.
You think they paid attention to that?
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Johnson was very impressed with our show.
Oh.
He was complaining when I was on the bus, not realizing I was on the show. That show with all the people just sat there and talked about their golf and effed off all day.
Mm. Well, yeah.
I think he was pissed about how much content he had to get by himself because he was everywhere, interviewing every single worker.
Mm-hmm. Always on the air.
You could tell corporate made him just like made him do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lady mopping the floor one day. Started talking to her. What's it like working down here? Well, doing janitor work.
When we were driving from the airport into Jamaica, before we even really knew the guy, he was literally interviewing the bus driver, and he's like weaving in and out of track. You know how this guy did need to be distracted with, jeez, man. The guy had the best voice I've ever heard, though, in my life.
Mm-hmm.
He did have dulcet tones.
He had nice pipes.
When I tell someone I'm from the United States, or when I tell someone from the U.S. I'm from St. Louis, and they have no idea... where that is, I am reminded that we are just a cow town in the Midwest. Doug, that's from the Hunchback of Vaughn Castle.
All right, Hunchy. Well, if you don't know where St. Louis is, you're pretty clueless.
Everybody's heard of St. Louis.
You would think.
Now they always say, oh, that's that thing with the arch. That's what they always, that's what we're known for.
But, or having the best fans.
Oh, it's way before the arch.
I've never heard that from anybody.
Oh, you guys were the best fans.
Oh, you live in baseball heaven.
Never heard that.
Isn't that where the players play for the fans and not the money?
That's why we don't sign any player, because we're too scared. I mean, all the pressure.
Well, we all have stories.
Hopefully everybody enjoyed the show. I saw a guy at the airport when I was went out to smoke after 9 hours. And I was just standing out there smoking. The guy said, great shows this week.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Where was this? At Lambert?
Yeah, outside.
Boy, Lambert was buzzing when we landed.
There's almost nobody there. Even the little Montego Bay airport in Jamaica had 10 times the number of people that Lambert does.
It's. I walked up, I don't know who I sent it to, Jackson and the Plowhawk, I think, said I think I've been to nearly every top 25 market, and I realize St. Louis is tracking out of it probably within the next decade, but in the country, and, you know, and some St. Louisans get really defensive about it. I don't know why,
It's happening right in front of your eyes.
Right, but whatever, I don't really care. I see what I see, and I say what I see, and it's. I don't know what airport compares to it.
There
were two flights in, and this was in the American Air, the non-Southwest terminal, and we had to have waited there. We landed, I think, at 9:25, and our luggage came out at around 9:55, and it's just phenomenal. Yeah. But whatever. I mean, you're used to it, but there's nothing else like it. The top 25 market, I realize, if you're flying into like a, you know, I don't know, Little Rock or something like that, it's a different deal. Probably better, but whatever.
It cannot be overstated what a devastating blow it was to this city when TWA
Carl Icahn
pulled the hub out of St. Louis. That really, really hurt us.
I mean, that airport is funny because it's nice if you live here to travel because you can get there a half hour before your flight and you're making your flight. I mean, you can't do that anywhere in the country.
Mm-mm.
And you can do that in St. Louis.
Well, back in the day, you had airlines that no longer exist that were in St. Louis. Ozark, Frontier.
Frontier's gone?
Frontier's still around.
I never see Frontier anywhere.
I think they mostly fly out of the airport in Waterloo now. Mostly.
Yeah, TWA was big. But, I mean, just to walk out there, normally when you walk out of the baggage claim to go smoke, you have to go upstairs or you have to go up the ramp, and there's an area up there smoking. I mean, there's nobody there. I just walked out the door and stood right there and smoked. There's no security. There's no nothing out there. Like a ghost town.
Mm. Yeah.
But good for us. We didn't have to wait very long.
Although,
you didn't have to elbow people to get your bags. And what carousel are we on? That's the only one that's got bags coming down that road.
It really is
there.
Funny. It was like, there are two carousels moving, and it was so quiet. It's so quiet in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything is bustling, and then you get to St. Louis, and it's like, is this under construction? And it's like, what?
Almost like a funeral part.
The one that used to be the most garbage was LaGuardia, but I haven't been to it since they renovated it, but my understanding now is the renovations have made it look... But either way, obviously, there's a ridiculous amount of traffic going through there. Yeah, there was one other flight. I think it came in from Houston around the same time, and yet we are for a half hour just waiting for the bags. It's just the way that it is, but whatever. Like I said, Josh Bob Bill, who is in Tampa, says it is the worst airport in America. At least Lambert is better than Kansas City. I guess he's saying Kansas City is the worst airport.
Small. Kansas City's a small airport. It feels like it anyway when you go.
Illsider says, I travel all the time for work and Lambert is trash. That is from the Illsider.
Well, I don't know what they do about it. It's a huge moneymaker for the city, so the city's not going to want to relocate an airport anywhere and lose that tax base.
I will say, I'll give a little tease here.
Oh.
That there will be an emergency Pepperoncini today after the show.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
hold on a second. Deep tease.
Is there a sponsorship on this?
An emergency podcast?
No, we're doing this pro bono.
Yeah, well, there's no sponsors. Even though they've said they're sponsors, we haven't seen any yet. But we just want to recap Plowsy and I's trip, you know, our trip. But since we're going to be doing the show, we'll talk about some of our experiences. And we want to talk a little bit about Charlotte Airport.
Oh, Charlotte Airport. Look at that tease, Doug. We cannot get better at
that. How much better it is than... Lambert?
Well, you have to wait and see. Why I didn't wear shoes on the plane, we'll get into all that.
Wow.
Well, that is a fascinating topic.
It will be. There's stories that happened
Why you didn't
that
wear
you don't
shoes.
Know about. There's stories that happen.
KGNO Town is on the phone right now with Enterprise Express Scripts.
Okay, you guys
got. We got a shoe story that you're not going to.
You all got to the plane. With time to spare.
No. Plowhawk, not betrothed, significant other and my wife, I think we're right there with you, nearly not making the flight.
Yeah. I can.
Oh, yeah, you were. They were in front. I didn't know Anna Marie was there.
Yeah. Madison and Anna Marie's bags as we went through security. You have to go through security again, and if you check your bags again once you enter the United States, they got pulled aside. And I had to piss so badly, Anna Marie said, just go ahead. And there were people running like pass routes throughout the Charlotte airport. So it wasn't limited to the St. Louis flight. That airport is huge. I guess it's an American hub, I assume.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah.
People were running around like the building was on fire.
I honestly have never seen that. Where it wasn't just the people trying to run to the St. Louis flight. It was all over into different gates. I've never seen that. Never seen anything like that.
I've been through there 5 times on my way back from Jamaica, and I never
seen it. Oh, is that right? Really? Are you going through Charlotte?
And I've never seen that.
Man, right when I saw Madison bag, I was almost just ready to see what kind of transportation, what kind of other flights we got out of there. So I just assumed that was going to take a while.
My thought, and shows how ignorant I am on it, is that they would just, if they knew that people were in the airport because you'd gone through customs, that they would just keep the door open for another, but that apparently is not the way that it works. Little did I know.
Got to keep the schedule, I guess.
They don't want that flight to be late.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't, I guess you can't do it, but holy crap.
No, it used to be... I used to go through Atlanta coming home. It's usually a Miami stop, but then depending on what day you're coming home from there, it's usually Atlanta. But the last 7 times I went, 5 of them were through Charlotte. And I've never had that problem.
You've been able to even keep your shoes on those other times.
Yeah, and I had a shorter wait than, what do we have? We had an hour and 20 minute? Layover?
Yeah, something like that. Almost 2 hours,
what,
I think.
In Charlotte?
Yeah.
I think it was 6:30, 6:40 to 8:25, so ballpark, yeah.
Yeah. And I used to have like 35, 40-minute layover. So enough time to...
Well, it was almost an hour going through customs, wasn't it?
Oh, you saw the writing on the wall with those switchbacks. You just
And then you get to the guy, after waiting an hour in line, he looks at your passport, he says, okay, go ahead. That couldn't have been done a little quicker than that. Oh, we were hopping mad, let me tell you.
That thing? Some people texted into the show, and me, Iggy, and Anna Marie were standing in the line together. We walked by the sign. I might have looked it up on my phone, actually.
It was global something.
Globalentry.gov.
Yeah.
And some people were texting in, and I said, you know, oftentimes the texters swing and miss, but in this case, these people who texted in about it were right on target. So if you're traveling internationally... The globalentry.gov thing avoids that whole song and dance. So major recommendation on that. I don't think TSA PreCheck does.
You got to pay for that? Pay extra or something?
Yeah, but if you travel, I mean, that's the first time I've been out of the country, and God only knows how long. I think since, like, I don't even know. I mean, obviously, since we've had our kids. But if you travel internationally a decent amount, then it would make all the sense in the world. Because it was because of that we nearly didn't make our flight.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We'd had to spend the night together in a hotel somewhere.
Could you imagine how pissed we would have just all been just...
I would have been on full tilt.
Oh, I would have been... I mean, it's an 11-hour drive, too. Like, so if you wanted to do the rental car route...
Oh, yeah, Charlotte's too far to...
Well, Tim nailed it, though. I kept saying, we're not going to make this flight. He goes, we're fine.
But my reasoning was wrong. My reasoning was... I happened to be right, but my process was wrong. And my process was, with all the people already in the airport and they are aware of that, they will hold the flight.
Oh, okay.
And that just shows how ignorant I am. I was wrong on that.
No, they will never hold a flight, even if they know there's 20 people that are waiting to get on, and now we can't hold it.
I don't know about that. They might.
Well, because
they were pissed.
Because then you got other people on the plane, too, that maybe have somewhere to go and get there.
Yeah.
And they know they still got to wait and put those 20, 30 bags on the... If you notice, when we got on the plane, we weren't ready to taxi. He says, we got a little bit of a delay. We got some late bags going on. So that was our bags.
I think if there's enough people, and they've all been flying domestically, I think they would delay it a little bit if there's enough, because they're just going to have to find another plane to put them on.
Oh, we were
already for a big hassle for them.
They didn't have to let us in. We really did miss our flight. I mean, the gate was closed. Yeah. It was said closed on the monitor. I mean, the workers are done. We luckily just were like, can we just get on?
Did you say, do you know who we are? Okay. Yeah. Oh, I didn't recognize you at first.
That's not the worst I had, though. I told the Denver story to where, like, I looped my bag through my pants and I'm running through the airport with, like, my pants halfway off my, like.
You were sagging?
Because in Denver, you have the trams. So you got to catch the tram to get to your other gate. And yeah. So I had worse than that. I just did not, at that point, feel like taking another flight or staying the night in Charlotte. That was my whole thought, Matt, and we would have just broke down. It would have been really bad.
Design Air is really good, though. Mm-hmm. And on a day-to-day like today where it's, what, 15 degrees or something?
Wind chill zero, Tim.
Holy moly cockatola.
Wish we'd had a heads up on that.
Well, I was in Jamaica. I wasn't checking St. Louis weather. But I checked it this morning.
Did you take a Doppler with you?
High 28 today.
But I checked it this morning.
And that's with the sun out.
Because I hadn't checked it in a few days. And don't worry, Doug, because after today, you got like a week of 50s.
Oh, good.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
Design Air Heating and Cooling. If you're having any furnace issues today, all you do is go to designairservice.com. You click on the Book Now tab, and a service technician will be there quick, fast, and in a hurry. It's why Doug's a client. It's why I'm a client. It's why we recommend you become a client as well. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After and the Tim McKernan Show podcast. Design Air online at designairservice.com. Click Book Now and work with the best. The best is Seth Goldkamp and his staff at Design Air Heating and Cooling. Munganess, St. Louis Acura, Alton Toyota, sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour and the Munganess Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. There is not a Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. Is that correct? There is not a Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown this week because we were off?
Yeah, well, you can't use the DFS in Jamaica. It's against the law, so we couldn't even do it.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Munganess, Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. Will return next week. What do they have next week, Iggy? Is that the Genesis Riviera?
I think so, and then they head to Phoenix, I think.
Oh, no, next week is Phoenix.
Oh, is
it's
it?
The weekend of the Super Bowl, and then I guess they go back to California and L.A.
Yeah, because they never do that. They always finish in California, then head Phoenix, and then Florida
swing. Then
they
head to Honda, which is no longer going to be the Honda. That event might just be dead.
Yeah.
The schedule change killed that thing. But Munganess has a secret number for our listeners, 314-252-0029. It's Munganess, St. Louis Acura. You can call, text Peter Munganess, Jamie Burkhardt, Clayton Patterson, and work with the best, the official automotive provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After and the Tim McKernan Show podcast. It's Munganess, St. Louis Acura, and Alton Toyota online at stlouisacura.com and altontoyota.com. We are in the Michelob Ultra Studios for the first time in a week, even though we were doing the show earlier this week from Sandals Ocho Rios, Sandals Ochi Beach Resort in Jamaica. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs, the sponsor of all of our golf content here on the show this year, and also the studios on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Doug mentioned that he wanted to lead with the Billikens tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we appreciate you wanting to do that, Doug, because here's what we got for our audience. We've got Billikens, Billikens, rah, 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 Billikens, Billikens, rah,
Shish
rah.
Kumba.
Oh, hey, Billiken fans, an exciting Friday night matchup for you with Billiken's Hoops taking on the Rams from VCU. That was Joe Strauss's club. Remember that?
He would always went there, didn't he?
Yep. Yeah. It's this Friday night, February 3rd, and it's a 6 p.m. tip-off, Chaffetz Arena. Tickets starting at $20 are available at slubillikens.com. Plus, it's the Billiken Blizzard T-shirt giveaway. It's a battle for first place in the A-10 VCU and SLU at the top of the conference. SLU leads the A-10 in scoring. They're averaging just under 77 points per game. And the Billikens will look to get back on a roll after losing to Fordham on Tuesday night. Junior guard Yuri Collins continues to hold the overwhelming lead in the NCAA and assists. The team's exciting to watch. It's always an electric and fun atmosphere at Chaffetz. So tonight, SLU, VCU with the tip at 6 p.m. And don't forget, it's the Billiken Blizzard T-shirt giveaway. Tickets starting at $20 can be purchased at slubillikens.com. That's slubillikens.com. Billikens, Billikens, rah, rah, rah. Billikens, Billikens, rah, rah.
Where's Chaka Smart coaching?
Marquette.
Oh, nice.
Golden Eagles.
He left Texas to go take that job.
Who's going to get the Texas job?
Rick Barnes.
Calipari. I don't think Rick Barnes will leave Tennessee.
Why would Calipari leave?
I think Rick Barnes already coached at Texas A&M.
Kentucky fans are pushing Calipari out the door.
I thought he's kind of right at the ship.
To an extent. Kentucky is 11 spots over Mizzou in the net rankings, even though Mizzou has a better record in quad one ranked teams, and they beat Kentucky head-to-head. So you get a little blue blood kick there.
Yeah. You're not happy about that, are you?
Calipari, I don't think. Who knows who'll coach at Texas? That's a tough job. Because, Gabe said it. It's like, no matter what, you're always second fiddle to the football team.
Well, that's true at a lot of schools, though.
Sure.
Ugly, that is.
Yeah.
Missouri doesn't have to worry about that. So good for Gates.
Oh, no, that was a shot at Drink.
Never going to be second fiddle to the Drinks clown car show that he got.
Oh,
nowhere. Drinkwitz takes a shot.
It's been a few weeks.
Nowhere.
Got to get the rust off.
In the world. I got to tell you, man, things are going in the right direction with Desiree Reed Francois. You see the surplus that they have from the budget and her signature hire so far. So
it's done very well.
That's indeed. Plowhawks guy was not her hire, so.
Yeah, no, the Gates one is out of this world good. I mean, you just hope to keep him for a long period of time. I think that's the only major concern. Is
right. It's Ben Fredrickson's column this morning in the Post-Dispatch. I don't know if anybody read that. To be on the offensive. There's a $14 million buyout, and there will be some premier job openings this year, ones that we already know about. We talked about Texas. You have the Notre Dame job opening up as well with Mike Braced up and down.
I could not see Gates being that guy, although I don't know anything really about him. His personality seems like he's kind of like a somewhat of a program builder, although if you have those types of programs, it would be hard to say no to. But
he may have to do it more than just 1 year before the Blue Bloods throw everything at him.
Right. Everything's about Borch.
Borch, right. And if we froze,
that's correct. Tim, did you see the article in the Post-Dispatch with Danny Mac and Chip Carey? I did. That's Big Daddy Butt Stuff 69.
Oh, God. What kind of a name is that, fella?
But that was a yes or no question. My answer is yes.
Yeah.
Would you like Big Daddy Butt Stuff? You want to call in? Oh, 69, I'm sorry. And expound on your question. Did anybody else read the article? I don't know what.
No.
I don't know what.
No.
I don't get the post.
I don't either. It is kind of amazing how excited Chip Carey seems about the job, though, for all the jobs he's already had in his career. I mean, he's saying all the right things to endear himself to the St. Louis fans.
Well, he was born here, so.
Yeah, I know. But he's had a long run in Atlanta. It's very successful. Seattle, he's with the Cubs, too, for a while, wasn't he?
That's correct.
That's where
thought
I
was going to be calling games with his grandfather, and he passed away that preseason.
Yeah. I think they did a great job luring him here. I can't imagine anyone that would have gone over better with the St. Louis audience.
I'm actually excited to hear his calls because he does have a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be different, obviously. No, it's going to take some time to get to. Who's going to be broadcasting the games is also up in the air.
Just think, who would you have rather had? Who that's out there that you would have given higher marks to the Cardinals for hiring? I can't imagine anyone.
I could name one, but he would have never done it in his life.
Who's that?
Joe Buck. But
he didn't
need
want
to do it, doesn't have to do it. I don't blame him one bit, but that's who I'd want to do it.
I think the guy at Milwaukee is great. Brian Anderson, I think is his name. Does some network games.
Yeah, he does national stuff, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah, I can see Joe Buck. Yeah, I'll leave ESPN. I want to come back and work for a company that's ready to go bankrupt.
I said in a perfect world, if there was one guy I'd want to pick and he had to say yes, it would be Joe Buck.
Yeah.
But, again, I understand completely why he's not going to do that, Joe.
Right. So they came out smelling like a rose, I think.
Mm-hmm.
To follow up on Big Daddy Butt Stuff 69, Tim, what did you think of the article about Jim Carrey and Danny Mac? Got some caller Helen.
Nice.
Maybe that's what he was trying to ask. Maybe caller Helen is Big Daddy Butt Stuff 69.
She very well could be.
I don't. Dan is writing about the relationship, for those who haven't read it, between Chip Carey and Dan McLaughlin. So it's just, it's a lot of supportive talk, because I knew that, I knew that, but maybe people in the audience, I would imagine a lot of people in the audience didn't know that they were close. But that's what the article is about. I didn't think really one way or the other. I suppose it's insightful for people to know that Dan and Chip are friends. But other than that, I don't know if there was any news in it. Jackson, did you read it by chance?
I did not.
Okay. Anybody read it by chance?
No.
Okay. So I don't know. If I'm missing something, I'll be happy to elaborate.
The Berger story is still the Bailey's, like, bankruptcy, right? I know Chip Carey, great, but, like, still, like, what network, literally? Kind of a mystery.
Yeah.
Guys, I would rather have Doug Vaughn and Tim McKernan announce the Cardinal games at 618. Doug, you interested?
No, not really.
God, can you imagine the reaction from...
what's your reasoning for not being interested? Plowhawk just basically gave one of my reasons for not being interested.
Well, I'm not good enough to do it, and I don't want to embarrass myself.
I think you'd be an outstanding commentator.
Oh, well, maybe.
If it wasn't against FCC violation, it would be fun for us, all five of us, to sit down on YouTube with a TV in front of us and do play-by-play for a game.
That's an FCC violation? YouTube?
If you're broadcasting the game, you can't do play-by-play of a game that you don't have a license for.
I'll do a half inning. Here's Lars Nootbaar. Swings at 109 miles out
okay.
off the bat. Popped up to second base and it caught.
That's enough.
You can still do a live stream of
Cardinals
us
down 7-1.
Just watching the game. It just couldn't be like doing play-by-play.
Well, I said we want to do play-by-play. Yeah.
That's why they read that disclaimer every night. This broadcast
That's
is
right.
protected.
Now, he didn't broadcast it, but Randy Character, and a lot of people do this. he would go up into the KM Wex booth, the auxiliary booth.
That's right.
And he would put a tape recorder there, and he would do play-by-play of the game.
Joe Buck did that,
yeah,
too.
Just
a
for
lot
himself
of broadcasters
to,
would do
just
that.
For himself to practice. And,
yep.
He did that for a long time. I guess a lot of kids growing up wanted to be broadcasters.
Yeah, everybody wanted to be Jack Buck.
Now everybody wants to be a take smith.
Right.
Putting on your Skip Bayless best of
speaking
tapes.
Speaking of which, first time in this show's history, I'm virtually certain I'm teasing a Dan Orlovsky clip. Just surging up the take smith. And
is he getting that $18 million a year yet?
We'll do this coming up in the appliance discounters 8 o'clock hour, but texted Jackson like at 5:30 this morning. I said, I got one for you when take smithing goes wrong. And he was held accountable, too, for his take smith. You guys watching and reacting to big games in YouTube would be nice. Barstool does a lot of that. Jackson watching big Tiger games would get views. That's from KG, and he is in O-Town. He was on the board on Monday and Tuesday, but he's in O-Town now.
Yeah.
Remember, we did that with the...
With a couple of Missouri games.
The Kentucky one, remember?
Where Gangster Pete nearly wept as the Tigers lost to the Wildcats.
The difference between us doing it is we were just doing it as it happened, and Barstool just waits until something happens, and then they put it on pause and then bring it back to that, and they react to something like they just...
Is that true, or is that your theory?
Well, they can't possibly have it every time a big play happens and... I didn't hit the over. Oh!
I think I'm kind of...
Oh, are you all right? My goodness.
God almighty. No, I just screamed.
But how could they do that if it's a live stream?
I don't think it's a live stream. All I ever see is Instagram videos.
Gotcha. Well, they do it. It's a live stream, so it'd be kind of
how boring would that be? They all just sit there and act like idiots.
Sponsored.
And make fun
That's what
of,
we do for 3 hours every day.
I know.
I feel sorry for Frank. All I do is make fun of Frank. You know who that is?
Kind no,
of a
who's
big,
Frank?
Heavy set guy. That's
Doug's work husband.
All they do is make fun of him.
Doug's work husband.
Did you see the article in the paper about how much money you make a few years ago? Thanks, that's from Stephen Wildwood.
Is it one word answer too?
That I can confirm. I did.
I think everybody saw it.
That was when the article started to really get good after that one, because it just the gloves are wore off at that point.
Now you've got another donut.
Is this your third dish of the Munganass 7 o'clock hour?
Fourth.
Wow. That's some sort of cinnamon?
Did you eat healthy in Jamaica, and now you're catching up?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
You brought a,
hey, really healthy in Jamaica.
A gallon, a bag of treats for the broadcast every day.
Just hour one.
You had a heck of a little plate of nachos, too, at the airport.
Oh, my God. That was a mountain of nachos. It was the biggest thing of nachos I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that thing was massive. And we ate them. I had a jerk burger as well.
Nice.
And did I understand correctly, you had a jerk burger, a mountain of nachos, and water, and it cost you
$70? No, I think...
Jamaican airport?
That was with tip, though, yeah.
I told you not to go
to
Margaritaville.
Are you kidding me? $70. Yeah.
Dude, we were so hungry. It was worth it, though, because we were so hungry. And Jackson made a great point. The Annie Ant didn't have marinara sauce or any dipping sauce.
They had
sauce.
No dips.
And that would have...
Dry pretzel.
That would have given me a crestfallen situation right there at the counter.
Yeah.
So it was delicious. We ate every bite of it. Sucked down the water the entire trip. To me, that's one of the rare things where... Or completely rip off, but... At the time, super hungry.
We were going to eat for a while.
I didn't realize that flight was about 3 hours from Montego Bay to Charlotte.
Yeah, I was glad I did it.
And I was next to two Jamaicans who smelled stronger than our studio smells sometimes when we walk in, which was fine at this point. I kind of enjoyed the smell of the chronic. And I had to use the Little Wizard's room bad. I had a couple of libations and a bunch of water between getting to the airport and the flight to Charlotte. And one of the Jamaican gentlemen was a giant man, passed out. But I had to use the little wizard's room. I'm in the window seat. I believe his significant other is in the middle. And he's passed out. I mean, sprawled out.
Oh,
It's a tough spot to be
and
in.
And so I just, that's why I was running through the Charlotte airport, because I still hadn't pissed from being, you know, this was like when we were over Cuba, too. I mean, this was a long hold. And it turns out this gentleman had a twin brother, and he was sitting next to my wife, and he proceeded to the twin brother, get intoxicated. He was taking the... Did you see this? I thought you said something about this, Iggy, when we were standing in the customs line.
Oh, yeah.
All the bottles of Jack.
Well, he had, like, I think 6-7 bottles of Jack on the flight.
Yes.
Well, and they must have thought he was probably a little inebriated, because he was, walking back and forth in line. Was
oh, is
of,
that right?
Kind of, yeah, man, I'm taking her home to be my wife. Yeah. I mean, he was just going off, and I guess they pulled him aside when he got to customs.
They did. I saw that.
Come here.
Yes. So my wife told me that I gave her my seat, and I went to the window seat.
That was kind of you.
I was going to give it to you, but I thought the better
move
politically.
I would have said give it to your wife.
Yeah, the better move politically was to give it to my wife. It turns out that I made the better choice, because this guy got so intoxicated. I don't think he was necessarily hitting on her, but just wouldn't shut up. He had a Del Griffith, Neil, was it Page? Was it Neil Page, Steve Martin? Del Griffith was
Neil Page.
John Candy?
Yeah, Neil Page.
She had that situation going.
Oh.
Oh, for 3 hours with a drunk Jamaican gentleman who was pulled aside by customs when he arrived to Charlotte. And that's what I would have had. So I thought I was doing the chivalrous thing by giving my wife the ticket, and instead, I probably chose wisely, because even though I had to hold my bladder because I had the passed out twin brother in my aisle,
I'd have woken him up.
I don't think I should have. You would have woken him up?
If I had to go to the bathroom, I got to go. Excuse me, but I got to go to the bathroom.
It's a really tough spot.
God,
I've been there before.
Me and Madison on the Charlotte flight to St. Louis. Pissed off. I mean, we barely made it. Just like we had to check our bags. Our whole plan, this whole vacation, was not to check any bags. We'd be just in and out. Of course, they opened the gate, and just to piss us off, they made us check our carry-on bags. So, and then we get to our seat, and this dude, Madison, in the middle, I'm in the aisle, this dude's at the window, and would not, he was a nice enough guy. I mean, I don't want to bash him completely, but just the nastiest smelling breath you'll ever come. I'm talking
breath.
That will suffocate the entire row. That's how bad it was. And wouldn't stopped talking to Madison. So I basically, my girlfriend basically talking to this random, just smell septic tank. And he would not stop talking. And so I was just sitting here, just smelling it and not in the conversation, just ready to get home. Oh, my God.
I was fortunate. I had all four flights. I had aisle seat all four times.
I had the middle.
You prefer the aisle?
Yeah, just so you don't have to go through what you would have had.
Yeah.
You know, when you got to wake somebody up to go to the bathroom.
I rarely have to piss, but in that case, I guess because I had some beers and a huge bottle of water in between the getting off that bus and...
I've never had this problem before. I bought some gifts to bring back to people, and my niece wanted some Blue Mountain coffee.
Nice.
So I had it in, the only carry-on I had when I came was just my Bank of Bermuda pouch.
A little pouch. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I had. I had sunglasses and my passport and stuff. That's the only thing I had. But when I went shopping on, what day did you guys play golf?
Tuesday.
Tuesday? Tuesday, I had shopping to do, so I went into town. And I had a little... Breeze's sandals bag, which it's a great thing that Sandals does. I guess they reach out to some of the shops in town and say, just whatever they buy, here's put them in Sandals bags. So I had a Sandals bag. And I had the Blue Mountain coffee in there. I said, I'm just going to use this as a carry-on. I can put my bank pouch in this bag, and that's my carry-on. So I get to Sangster, and...
Sangster?
It's the name of the airport in Jamaica.
Yeah.
And... you know, you get in, you got to put your passport on the thing and scan it and everything. And the girl sees me and goes, oh, you have to check that coffee. I said, why? You can't bring it through. You got to check that. You can't have it in your carry-on. I said, well, what happens when I go through? If I check my bag and then I'm going through duty-free and I buy Jamaican coffee, Blue Mountain. I can bring it on the plane. Yeah. Why can't this go in? Well, it's different when you go through there. If you buy it outside of there, you got to... I never heard it, so I'd open up my bag and throw that in there. But I'd never had that happen before. And then I couldn't get the thing open. I'm trying to get my... I need you to scan it. Well, I'm trying to put this in here. And I couldn't. It was something stuck in the zipper. I'm trying to get it open, and I can't. I just shoved it in there.
Heck of a story.
That's a
nice little
story.
Not one of the better ones, but
nice
I just
little story.
It's going to the point I'm that there's impressed. Some things that change that I've never had to go through before. I've never had to check coffee that I've brought back. I've always had it in my carry-on.
Yeah. And the zipper got stuck on you and everything.
Yeah, zipper got stuck, and I just shoved it in there. Probably. I got home, and it wasn't broken open.
Chief of the hotel says, this is the worst effing story ever. That's a great story, man, says the bastard James Hahn.
No, it wasn't a great story, but it's just a story.
Great story, Ken. Yeah. That's from Steve in Wildwood. Oh, my God, no one cares about your Hoosier coffee, you boiled gremlin. That's from Most Lonely Boys.
Hoosier coffee, you are such an idiot.
And you're no boiled gremlin.
Well, it's not Hoosier coffee either. It's one of the most expensive coffees in the world. And it's the best tasting coffee in the world.
It is.
Great story, Boots. Tell us more meaningful stories. That's from the Veiled Prophet. Big Daddy Buttstuff 69, who may be Caller Ellen, we don't know. Did you remember the cookies for Learn?
Cookies. Yeah.
Did you get her any cookies?
What cookies?
You forgot.
What cookies are you talking about?
She wanted some cookies.
That little bag of stuff that was in the room.
Oh, I brought them back. There were cookies.
Boy, I tried eating. Boy, that was some horrible snacks.
Yeah, it looked like peanut brittle and some other stuff.
I thought I tasted it last night. Oh, God.
What's that?
I didn't like it either.
God.
When you check in that little bag of Jamaican treats on your dresser with
I like cookies.
Little sugar
snacks. I like cookies.
Yeah, it passed.
Now you had it.
Yeah.
But you look at it, it looked like peanut brittle and some other things that would break your teeth.
Jamaican treats, and I was like, I'm intrigued.
I didn't know we had a refrigerator until like our third day there. There's another great story for you.
Yeah, nice little refrigerator story.
Well, there were red stripe in there. sodas, Cokes, Sprites, water, fruit juices, because it was in a cabinet underneath the sink.
Well, they try to hide it. Yeah,
I didn't know it was there until Plow said, just get a red stripe out of your icebox. Or you said refrigerator.
It's not an icebox.
I definitely did not say icebox.
I said, where's that at? So that's another nice little story for you.
Here's a nice little tale. Go out to the
St. Louis Golf Expo. Starts today. SSM Health welcomes the St. Louis Golf Expo February 3rd through the 5th at St. Charles Convention Center. Get 10 rounds of golf and Ascension Charity Classic tickets while they last. Shop big brands with Pro-Am Golf in the testing and fitting zone. Try your luck to win rounds of golf in the short game contest. Enter the longest putt contest or their long drive challenge on their state-of-the-art simulator and get lessons by the Golf Academy. If you get thirsty, you can stop by their 19th hole and grab a beverage. It's the St. Louis Golf Expo, February 3rd through the 5th at St. Charles Convention Center. Open 11 to 5 on Friday, 10 to 5 on Saturday, and 10 to 4 on Sunday. VIP tickets available at stlgolfexpo.com. That's stlgolfexpo.com. Doug, could you tell the people about our title sponsor, whose name is Ryan Kelly?
You know what he doesn't want? He doesn't want to see you lose your money to the greedy credit card companies. Nice. Credit card debt in the U.S. is at an all-time high. It's right around $1 trillion now. Don't let the big banks and greedy credit card companies stop you from getting a simple cash-out refi with the Home Loan Expert. Pay off those credit cards and be able to miss a few months of mortgage payments. Your home equity is at an all-time high right now. Do not wait. The home equity line of credit is an easy way to flaunt your equity without touching your current mortgage. The Home Loan Expert can answer your questions about the home buying process and help you get pre-approved. The days of multiple offers are behind us now because it's officially a buyer's market. Lower sale prices can make up for this year's higher interest rates. A refi with the Home Loan Expert can lower those monthly payments when rates come back down. The Home Loan Expert, home of the 10-day closing guarantee. Set yourself on the path to financial freedom. Remember, you marry the house, you date the rate. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Ryan Kelly and his staff, fabulous. I've refinanced twice with them. Try it. You will love it. They are the best.
Once you get the home, get insured at James Carlton. Reading from a Google review, 5-star reviews, 303 of them. This one comes from Jennifer. Doug, do you say Schwain? S-C-H-W-A-N-E? You say
Schwain? I believe so.
We've had State Farm Insurance for home auto for more than 20 years. We switched to James Carlton about 3 years ago, and I can honestly say that not all State Farm agents are created equal. The experience that we have had with the James Carlton Agency has been exceptional. 5 stars is not enough. Our daughter was rear-ended in March while visiting her grandmother in Florida. Stephanie, who assists James, took the process off our hands and literally took care of everything. All we had to do was drive the car in to get repaired. The repair process took a long time with not being able to get parts due to COVID, but Stephanie stayed on top of it the entire time. She constantly checked in and made sure we had a rental car when necessary. I cannot express how impressed we were with her customer service and empathy towards our situation. 314-961-4800 or go online at carltoninsurance.net. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton, State Farm. Doug, deep teasing here.
Okay.
We got Dan Orlovsky's take gone wrong, then getting scolded by his co-host for the take going wrong. And being accused of just saying stuff to get Twitter reaction, which would be very suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then whether or not the over or the under covered on the trip.
Oh, you're going to save that for the next hour?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, those two hot topics.
I am telling you. The Munganess St. Louis Acura Alton Toyota 7 o'clock hour is in the books. We'll come back with the appliance discounters 8 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After from the Michelob Ultra Studios.